When most people walk through Fishtown in Leland, Michigan, they see bustling shops selling fish, sandwiches, jewelry, and t-shirts within the cluster of fish shanties along the Leland River. But Amanda Holmes sees the history behind the place that isn't visible to the average tourist. Like the story of Pete Carlson, a fisherman who survived a boating accident that took his father's life in 1941.
I want people to always feel the impact of that story and feel what it was for this man to be out floating in the water for a day, and part of that carrying his dead father. So that, as people are wandering around and getting their souvenirs, and like, how much of that, of the hardships, I want people to feel some of those hardships and loss, and that the place is here because of these sacrifices.
Amanda is the executive director of Fishtown Preservation, the organization dedicated to preserving and maintaining Fishtown, the collection of shanties near the mouth of the harbor. She started working here in 2007.
I knew nothing about the buildings, the boats, the industry, the water, any of it. All I knew was I came to this job that people, fought for to make this thing happen. And like, how am I going to get to know this information?
Amanda has a doctorate in folklore and a degree in historic preservation, and says those two things helped her to sit down with Leland's residents and be nosy.
You can go read environmental histories, you can learn all these things, but I needed a lot more on the job. Who is who? Why does it matter? And I needed to make myself care and think of how was I going to be inspired to do this work and to broaden all of its possibilities.
This kind of oral history collecting is intense work. Amanda doesn't have a large staff, it's just her and an assistant. So she collects each story on her own, person by person.
When you hear about someone heading out onto the water, whether it be, the experience of the sunrises and a perfect day, that you know that they're experiencing the thing that makes them love what they're doing, or what it's like for them when the kettle of fish come up and they're bringing in a really good catch, their souls are on fire when that's happening.
Amanda is dedicated to preserving the stories of the people who make Fishtown happen, but most of her days are spent dealing with the many problems that come up when managing a commercial fishery. Like the renovations for the Carlson's fishery building. Part of it has been standing since 1926.
These are freezers that they use. Here you can see the...
Even though it's small, fixing it is going to be expensive.
So this is the project that we need probably at least another $190,000. And why that much is all of this part has to come out. New freezers will be going in. It's sinking in the front. It has an impact on the water flow elements. There's just a lot more here than any people might realize that needs to happen.
Amanda still makes it a priority to sit down with at least one person a month to gather stories. In the future, she hopes to incorporate live storytelling events in the new museum space that Fishtown Preservation is opening in one of the fish shanties. She thinks that you can do the work of historic preservation without them, but for a place like Fishtown, too much would be lost.
Historic preservation can often be about what is static. When you're nominating a historic site for something, you often have to come up with your time frame and say, this is the period of significance from here to here, and this is going to direct everything. Well, we really had to convince people that, the period of significance is kind of from way back to now, and it's a vibrant, alive landscape.
Even on a cold Tuesday morning, fishermen gather on the docks. Tourists wander through the shops. Amanda greets almost everyone by name.
Now, when you're walking through and you're wanting to share something about the place, it's the part that gives that human connection.
It takes someone like Amanda Holmes to make the human connection visible. In Leland, I'm Emily Altman for Interlaken Public Radio.